Good morning and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, it is 1 minute before 6 a.m. on Wednesday, March 25th. We call this hump day in the corporate world because it's the middle of the week and we're kind of like the bell curve. You know, you start out on Monday and you go climbing that bell curve until you get to the top and then you start coming back down. after the middle of the middle part of it and headed toward Friday. You know, that's kind of how the world looks at things, you know, that, okay, Monday, you know, got a case of the Mondays and then a case of the Tuesdays and then, okay, Wednesday, we're starting to see the end of the road and Friday's going to come and Friday's the day where we can finally have a good time, you know. That ain't the way God wants us to live. Every day is a great day to glorify God and to have a blessed day. And this is our greatest day, no matter what day of the week it is. And I was just thinking about how the things that we do, God works in us to willing to do of His good pleasure. And He works in us because He's given us all enablements and He's given us this wonderful, wonderful Holy Spirit where we can connect to God at all times. And God can work in us to go forward and to reconcile men, women, and children to God. And I'm just thinking of what a thrill it is to wherever we go, God is there because God in Christ is in us. And when we're tuned into God, God works in us to speak the heavenly words to anyone that we are around and in contact with, and it's no big deal, you know. We just live with the joy of God in our hearts and that wonderful hope and expectation that God is right there energizing us at all times. And wherever we go, we can minister to other people. We can reconcile men, women, and children to God. And you never know the thing that you might say. It might not even seem like it is from God, but when you're in tune with God and focused on God and going forward with God, the things you say have an impact. And there might be one little thing, one little sentence, one little word, one little action that you take that will turn people's hearts to God and make them think about God. And you know, it's no effort on our part. That's just the life that we live. That's just the way that we are, is we just speak forward and we speak forth. We go forward and we walk and we live this beautiful life and we're blessed ourselves. We're blessed to the max to live the wonderful things of God and to go forward with God. And we have great power, and we know that we do, you know. That's the thrill of it, right? Is that we know that whatever we do, wherever we go, that when we're in line with God and we're in tune with God and we know that our thoughts are tracking with God, that power happens, that results happen. The signs, miracles, and wonders that we desire in our heart just show forth naturally. They come forth naturally because we're walking with our God. Think about Jesus Christ. Wherever He went, what happened? Great power. Great signs, miracles, and wonders occurred. And that's where I want my life to be. That's what I want to manifest in my life. And I know that as a believer, as a person with the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within you, as a person who rules and reigns in the heavenlies with Christ, with God in Christ in us, I know that's your desire too. That's really our desire. When we're walking and tracking with God, that's what our desire is we see the wonderful things of God come to pass in this world, in this life. And will there be naysayers? Yeah. Will there be people who mock? Yeah. They did that with Jesus too. Did it stop Jesus? No, it didn't. It sure didn't, man. He was fully in command in his life and in his walk because he walked with God and he did the things that God put in his heart to do. And that's us too. You know, we don't have to be concerned with with anything else but what God is working and what God has wrought in our lives and what He desires for us to show forth. And we show forth God's glory when we walk with God, when we track with God, when our mind and our focus and our heart is cemented in the things of God, then impact happens. Great things happen. Great godly things are shown forth, and God's glory is shown forth. And man, that's where I want my life to be. I want to show forth the glory of God. I want people to look at my life and the things that happen because I'm walking with my God and listening to and obeying my God. I want people to say, wow, what does she have? And for those people who know how God works, I want those people to say, wow, that's the glory of God right there. I see that glory of God in that person's life, and that's who I want to align my life with. I want to knit my heart together with her because she's walking with God, and the two of us together can walk with God. And then the two of us together, there will be other people that come on board and walk with us, and we just have we walk forward with people who have hearts like that. And the naysayers and the criticizers and the people who don't want to track that way, they just kind of fall to the wayside, and they're seen for what they are, as people who just don't have the Spirit of God living in their minds and in their hearts and going forward. But they can, and maybe one day they will change. Maybe one day they will see it. Maybe your family member one day will see it and want to have it too. And that's what I confess and call forth daily, is that the people who have eyes to see and ears to hear, just like Christ said, the people who have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to want to understand and do and obey, they are going to come. God's going to make sure of that. He's going to take care of that. He's going to bring everyone together in unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. He's going to bring all of that to pass. Because he's going to see that you want to walk with him. He's going to see that you want to show forth his glory and manifest the signs, miracles, and wonders, just like Christ did. Because we are in Christ's stead. God's going to see that. He's not going to let that go to waste for sure, not in this dark and perverse world. He's going to take his people that want to live and move and have their being in him, and he's going to make sure that their lives show forth his glory, and that people are attracted to that like moths to the flame, the like deer to the edge of the field, that they're going to see, hey, there's green out there, there's fertile soil out there's growth, there's fruit there. That's where I want to be. And the deer are going to get just come into the field, and they're going to start grazing on that wonderful sustenance of the great powerful rhema words of God. And they're going to see the signs, miracles, and wonders just like we do. And it's just going to grow and grow and grow. And this wonderful, great thing, this wonderful, great, powerful life of God is just going to explode and go forward. And nothing can stop it. The train is moving. The train has left the station, and it's chugging on toward the greatness of God, toward the great things of God, toward the great deliverance of God, the great signs, the great miracles, the great wonderfuls, the great heavenly life, this great reconciled state that we all live in. We manifest that, the reconciled state. And people are going to get on board with us. People are getting on board with us. They're moving forward with us in this great, powerful train that's left the station, that's moving forward. It's going to happen. It's going to manifest. The great power of God is going to manifest forth, and we are going to see exponential growth. We are seeing it come to pass now. It's happening. And we just stay put with God. We just stay put, and our hope and our expectation are in the things of God, are in God and in Jesus Christ. And we are part of that. We are part of this great body of Christ, and we live, move, and have our being right there. And signs, miracles, and wonders are happening, and great exponential growth. Growth so fast and so huge that it's just It's just blowing our minds. That's what we're going to see. That's what we're seeing now. It's starting, it's beginning, it's going forward now. So rest in that. Have your hope and expectation in God, and know that God is going to cause all great things to come to pass in this world, in this dark and perverse world where we shine as lights. That's where we are. That's what we do. That's what we're all about. And we have our God moving forward with us, working in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. And we're going to just see greatness. We're seeing it now. We're going to see it in even greater capacity than we've ever seen it before. It's happening. It's moving. That's where we are. And nothing can stop it. God's going to open doors that no man can shut, and God will close the doors that no man can open. And it doesn't matter what or who is standing in the way. They are moved right out of the way. God will see to that. Our God will see to that. It's not on us. It's on our Heavenly Father, and we can have full trust and faith and confidence in our God. And we are going to live this more than abundant life, this incredible life, this spiritual life, this seated in the heavenlies life. We're seeing it come to pass in this dark and perverse world where we shine. So let's go forward. Let's do it. Let's do this thing. Let's go forward. Love you.